As you approach the crest of the Groton Trail, the forest opens up and you enter a grove of soaring hemlocks. Leishakill offers a rare example of an old-growth forest in a developed urban area. With the increase of development in our region, preserves like Leishakill are a welcome refuge for nature and for people. Estimates show some of the trees, namely the eastern white pine and eastern hemlock, to be well over 200 years old. With no significant logging for over 150 years, these trees have grown to a mature canopy topping 100 feet. Conservancy supporter and former Eastern New York resident Tom Lightburn chose to honor his family's service to the community with the dedication of the Groton Family Trail at Leishakill. The bench that you will reach shortly honors the memory of a Groton family member. On the right-hand side, you'll notice plenty of tree saplings in the understory. The saplings in a forest are a very important part of the overall regeneration of a forest. Having grown beyond the seedling layer, these saplings have passed a critical phase in their growth. Saplings are much smaller trees than those found in the forest canopy. Sapling growth is the most suppressed when a dense canopy is in place. As a result, the species at this level may stay small for decades as they wait for the trees above to die. Nonetheless, these trees are critically important for the future of the forest.